This is Viewpoint with attorney and author Chuck Crismeyer. Viewpoint is a one-hour talk show confronting the issues of America's heart and home. And now with today's edition of Viewpoint, here is Chuck Crismeyer.
A study found that COVID mRNA shots dramatically increase the risk of becoming severely ill or dying. Another, COVID shots increase the risk of asthma for kids. Another, myocarditis and pericarditis only appear in children after COVID vax, not after infection. Another, a bone-chilling data expert says COVID shots triggered explosive surge in kidney failures. What do all these have to do with vaccinations? How about childhood vaccinations? And what about pilots? We have just heard reports of a pilot, 58 years of age, who was tested in supposedly very good health, died right in the midst of the flight. The flight had to be diverted. We also know about the four pilots in England several years ago that right after getting their COVID shots, they up and died. What about vaccinations anyway? What about these shots? Is it something that you and I should really be sincerely concerned about? Well, today on Viewpoint, we're going to be talking about that, and I'm glad that you have joined us. I am Chuck Crismeyer. It's conversation with ever-increasing conviction, talk that transforms, and I trust that today will be helpful to many. It's not as if what we're going to do here today is the last word on vaccinations. I have in my hand a book called Unavoidably Unsafe, Childhood Vaccinations Reconsidered. And we were supposed to be joined by some doctors here today on Viewpoint concerning that book. We have not yet heard from them. But if you'll give me just a moment, I will make the effort to try to connect with them. Please be patient.
Call has been forwarded to voicemail. The person you're trying to reach is not available.
Well, I guess we understand now why we have not received their call. Well, that's the problem with live broadcasting, friends, when you're depending on others and you're depending on the medical profession even. And so today on Viewpoint, you can well imagine how yours truly is going to have to be both guest and interviewer, and I'm glad that you've joined us. It's always a challenge. I remember as a trial attorney for 20 years, how many times I had to be prepared for the most unusual events to take place in court. You just never knew what was going to take place. You'd prepare for a trial. You'd prepare for a hearing. You've been spending a lot of time preparing for it. You may have even hired expert witnesses to join you and called other witnesses, and everything was scheduled, and you get into court on the day that the trial is to take place or the hearing, and the judge says, I'm sorry, counsel, we don't have any courts open. We're going to have to continue this matter for 3 months. Yes, that happened many, many a time, and that's not the only thing that matters. How about if a witness doesn't show up? How about if your expert witness doesn't show up? How about if your primary witness doesn't show up or even your client? Well, unfortunately, those are some of the kinds of things that I had to deal with, and that's the life of a trial attorney. No matter how hard you try, no matter how hard you prepare, no matter how diligent you are, well, the fact that there are human beings involved leaves you sometimes in a not-so-pleasant situation. So, today on Viewpoint, I had prepared with these articles to help us to understand a bit what was going on with regard to the COVID alleged vaccines, and we'll go into that in a little bit more detail, and then yours truly will begin to take on the cause of Doctors Edward Gear and Jeffrey Bark, who have written a wonderful book, actually, called Unavoidably Unsafe, Childhood Vaccines Reconsidered. And so it's a hardbound book. It's going to be yours for $33 on our website, saveus.org, saveus.org, or you're going to be able to call us at 1-800-SAVE-USA, 1-800-SAVE-USA, or write to us at Save America Ministries, P.O. Box 70879, Richmond, Virginia, 23255. If you're writing a check, add $6 for postage and handling, and we're going to get this very great book in your hands. I'm so sorry that our guests were not able to join us here today on Viewpoint for whatever reason. So, first of all, we want to take a look at these further evaluations concerning the COVID alleged vaccines, which the CDC admitted were not actually vaccines, so they actually had to change the definition of vaccine in order to call them vaccines. So what was the standard purpose of a vaccine? What was the medical truth that was that qualified something being called a vaccine? First of all, it had to prevent you from getting the particular thing that the vaccine was for, protect you from getting a certain virus. The next thing was it had to protect you from being able to transfer that virus. And the MRS so-called vaccines did not do either one of those things, did not do those things. And as Deborah Birx, Dr. Deborah Birx, who was joined by Dr. Fauci many, many times in the early stages of the COVID vaccines, came out and actually wrote a book. And she appeared on national television, and she admitted, she said, "I never believed that these vaccines would prevent people from getting the virus or from transferring it. I never believed that." But isn't that exactly what we were told? Isn't that exactly what Joe Biden said every time he came on television? Yet he got COVID at least five times after having been fully vaccinated. So, you see, there's a problem here with trustworthiness. What can we trust? That's really the issue. What can we trust? Why should we trust something? And when should we not? Those are the premier issues before us. So a study which evaluated over 1 million English children, researchers at Oxford University found that myocarditis and pericarditis only occur after getting the COVID injection and not after a COVID infection. Now, that's pretty amazing. Over 1 million English children. The study compared health outcomes among COVID-vaccinated and unvaccinated children aged 5 to 11 and adolescents aged 12 to 15. We'll find out what they concluded in just a moment. Stay tuned, friends. This is Viewpoint, and Viewpoint does determine destiny.
Once upon a time, children could pray and read their Bibles in school. Divorces were practically unknown, as was child abuse. In our once great America, virginity and chastity were popular virtues, and homosexuality was an abomination.
So what happened in just one generation?
Hi, I'm Chuck Chrismeyer, and I urge you to join me daily on Viewpoint, where we discuss the most challenging issues touching our hearts and homes. Could America's moral slide relate to the Fourth Commandment?
Listen to Viewpoint on this radio station or anytime at saveus.org.
Today on Viewpoint, we're exploring whether vaccines are unavoidably unsafe, that is, childhood vaccines. So we're going to be reconsidering that, looking at some of the issues presented by Drs. Edward Gear and Jeffrey Bark, who for some reason did not connect with us as planned here for this program today. But their book is great, really good. And so I want you to get that book. $33 will put it in your hands. It's a hardbound book with immense research. It's worth it for those who are concerned about this. And it's on our website, saveus.org. You can give us a call at 1-800-SAVE-USA, or you can write to us at Save America Ministries, P.O. Box 70879, Richmond, Virginia, 23255, writing a check at $6 for postage and handling. All right, this study came out with the World Tribune earlier this year, and it evaluated over 1 million English children, found that myocarditis and pericarditis only occur after getting the COVID injection and not after a COVID infection. This is pretty significant. England's data showed that myocarditis and pericarditis were only documented in the vaccinated. Adolescents had a higher incidence of post-vaccine myocarditis and pericarditis than children. The fact that the COVID shots can lead to side effects like myocarditis and pericarditis means that the jab can potentially result in fatal cardiac arrest in a fraction of victims, which cannot be predicted ahead of time. And that's the reason why, by the way, those pilots died of their shots within a week after getting them. Of the over 552,000 unvaccinated children or adolescents they found, only three cases of COVID required critical care. All three cases occurred among unvaccinated adolescents. In other words, they found no reason for kids under 15 to get the shots. No reason. In fact, on the contrary, vast reasons why they should not get the shots. Here's a new one. This just came out today. Researchers found that COVID shots increase the risk of asthma for kids. Now, asthma is not pretty. We had a daughter, our oldest daughter, who actually is my right hand in ministry here. She had a very, very severe case of asthma. So severe that periodically, even in the middle of the night, we had to rush her to emergency to have adrenaline pumped into her heart. Otherwise, she would not have made it. Very severe asthma. Well, fortunately, we did not offer her any kinds of shots. But the Lord put on my heart one day, if the Lord says, these signs shall follow them that believe, they shall lay hands on the sick and they shall recover, maybe, just maybe, I, as a Christian father, should implement that. So I came home and called our daughter and my wife together, and I shared with them what I felt the Lord was saying to me at that point. Now, here I am, a practicing lawyer now, and the Lord speaks to me concerning his word. And so we called Nicole down, and I laid hands. I had never done this before, ever. I didn't grow up in a church situation where that was common. So I laid hands on our daughter and prayed simply, Lord, you said these signs shall follow them that believe. They shall lay hands on the sick and they shall recover. And our daughter is severely asthmatic. She's nearly died many times. So please, would you touch this girl and heal her from this horrific asthma? What happened after that was pretty amazing. And I'm sharing this with you because it might be encouraging to some. It gets us away from just talking about shots. But what I'm sharing with you might be shocking to some. So right after I prayed, having laid hands on our daughter, my wife there with us, Nicole, at 4 years of age, turned to us and said, can I have a chocolate cookie? Now, she knew that chocolate cookies had lecithin in them, which is a milk product, and that milk products of any sort, no matter how little, would trigger a massive asthma attack. So she turned around. She knew she had lectured adults on what she couldn't eat. But here she turns around and says, can I have a chocolate cookie? So we looked at one another and basically said, now what do? We prayed. We trusted the Lord. And she's testing us. So we said, well, honey, don't you think we should go a little slower on this? And here's what she said in response. You don't really believe I'm healed, do you? 4 years old. You don't really believe I'm healed, do you? So we said, okay. And so we gave her a chocolate cookie, and she had no reaction. This was a first, no reaction. She got another one, no reaction. That Sunday evening, the next Sunday evening, we took her and two kids from another family out after a Sunday evening service and celebrated her healing. She had her first glass of milk and her first bowl of ice cream and never had another asthma attack from milk or any derivative therefrom to this day. Now, God does heal. Now, I've laid hands on some other folk and they weren't healed. I have to admit that. So I'm not talking about something mechanical here. I'm something that God put on my heart at a particular moment in time for a very urgent situation. And God heard that prayer and he healed our daughter. No shots. No more adrenaline. Just God's healing. So what would we conclude from that? In the midst of this conversation concerning vaccines. Well, the first thing that we should always do is trust the Lord. That's where we need to go first. We trust the Lord and lean not to our own understanding. In all our ways, we acknowledge him and trust him to direct our path. Now, I'm not telling you what to do with regard to every situation, every medical situation in your life. Yes, my wife and I go to doctors. Yes, our daughter does go to doctors. But in that particular situation, God healed her outright. Everybody in our large church knew her condition. And when we began to share that with the church congregation, it actually resulted in both a positive and a negative reaction, believe it or not, within the church leadership. Some were so thrilled to see that God actually responded to the prayer. And others saw it as a great risk to their theology that it was going to upset the apple cart in their congregation because now people were going to trust God for healing. And they weren't prepared to do that. The end result of it was that the pastor actually asked us to leave the church as a result. Can you believe that? It's true. It really is true. I'm not going to tell you what denomination that was, but it's the one that my father got his degree in seminary, and, a lot of fine people in that denomination, but that's what they did. They were afraid of trusting God. All right, that having been said, I'm not sure why I diverted to that, but maybe it was for somebody's benefit today. Maybe there's a reason why these doctors didn't show up so that I would be able to share that with somebody. But here we have kids have an increased risk of asthma after getting COVID shots, so-called vaccines. The children were at higher risk whether or not they later suffered a COVID infection, striking evidence that the shots themselves seem to have caused lung and airway damage. Children who took the jab and were not infected with COVID had a 13% higher risk of a new asthma diagnosis in the year after their shot than a matching group of unjabbed, uninfected kids. That's what the researchers found. The results were even starker for kids who were infected with COVID after being jabbed. They had a 20% higher risk than a similar group of infected but unvaccinated children. So while asthma is common, I have a grandson who is struggles terribly with asthma. Why? I don't know. But he's also doing great in school. But while asthma is common, affecting about 1 in 12 American children over the age of 5, even the 13% increased risk would translate into hundreds of thousands of additional asthma cases. In other words, what we're talking about is pretty serious. Not something to be toyed with. Another, COVID mRNA shots dramatically increase the risk of becoming severely ill or dying. The report said they found that the modern mRNA injections carry such a high risk of dangerous adverse effects that it would be safer to catch the virus without being vaccinated than to take one of the shots. If you've watched any television lately, you've begun to see a whole lot of ads concerning promoting new COVID shots, flu and COVID shots. I'm sure you have. One of them happens to be this, it looks like sort of an Oriental fella coming down in sort of a gold suit with a very fancy avant-garde type of piano. And he sits down there to get your attention, but it's all about promoting a COVID shot. Trying to make it cool. Then another one shows a mom and a dad. He's talking to his wife, and they agree that their son is going to get the COVID shot. And the kid is listening to them, and he turns around and gives this very unusual kind of smile. Another ad with exactly the same family shows them going to the doctor's office and mom and the kid getting their shot, and they're all proud. And the doctor is so affirming that this is what every child and every mother should do. That's what's being promoted. But it's completely contrary to all the evidence. Why? What is it that's driving people to follow this kind of promotion? Is it fear? Is it the idea, well, it's a doctor and he must know what he's talking about? Well, he should know what he's talking about, but they don't. Because they also are following. They're following others. They're following the CDC. They're following formerly Dr. Fauci. They're following other doctors. They're following other kinds of reports that are trying to protect the pharmaceutical companies because of the massive benefits the doctors get by using those products. It's almost like an incestuous kind of economic situation that's almost impossible to escape. And parents are caught. Grandparents are caught. You may have been caught in the vice grip of this kind of situation. This report said they found that the modern mRNA injections carry such a high risk of dangerous adverse effects that it would be safer to catch the virus without being vaccinated than to take one of the shots. We'll find out what else they said when we get back from this break. Stay tuned, friends. We have much more to talk about. And in the second half of the program, we're going to go into childhood vaccines, maybe not just the mRNA, but all this other stuff. Measles, mumps, all of that. We'll be back.
There is so much more about Chuck Crismeyer and Save America Ministries on our website, saveus.org. For example, under the marriage section, God has marriage on his mind. Chuck has some great resources to strengthen your marriage. First off, a fact sheet on the state of the marital union, a fact sheet on the state of ministry, marriage, and morals. SaveUS.org. Marriage, divorce, and remarriage. What does the Bible really teach about this? Find all of this at SaveUS.org. Also, a letter to pastors, the Hosea Project, SaveUS.org, and many more resources to strengthen your marriage. It's all on Chuck's website, SaveUS.org. Again, you can listen to Chuck's Viewpoint broadcast live and archived. Save America Ministries website at SaveUS.org.
During the break, the Holy Spirit convicted me of something. I welcome you back to Viewpoint. I'm Chuck Crismeyer, your host. Here's what he convicted me of. I spoke to you of one of my grandsons who has a severe case of asthma. Yes, we have prayed for him, but not in his presence. We prayed for him when he had various attacks and so on that were quite severe, where he had to go to the hospital and so on. But I never went to him directly and laid hands on him in the name of the Lord, quoted the scriptures to him, never did that. Why didn't I do that? Well, for one thing, I'm a human being, and we human beings tend to forget things that God told us about in the past, that God showed his hand to fulfill the promises of his word, and then we forget about them. So I forgot about the application with regard to my daughter, and here comes my grandson in a similar drastic need. So I have something to do. Now, I don't do healing. I'm not a healer. God has not said that we are the healers, but he did say, is any sick among you? Let him call for the elders of the church. I'm going to lay hands on him in the name of the Lord, and the prayer of faith shall save the sick. So that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to talk with our daughter, and we're going to go to our grandson, and we're going to share exactly what we shared with our daughter with him concerning the word, and then we'll lay hands on him, because I know that they will be willing for us to do that, and we'll trust God. Not trust ourselves, we'll trust God. So that having been shared, you see, the Holy Spirit does speak if we're listening. So I wanted to share that with you because I wanted you to know that that's how I often hear from the Lord. In a still, small voice, he quickens my mind, my memory. He'll do that for you too. Perhaps he does, whether we're listening or not. But the report that we're talking about, that COVID mRNA shots dramatically increase the risk of becoming severely ill or dying. The report said that the study categorizes the principal adverse effects associated with the mRNA products with a brief systems-based synopsis of each of the six domains a potential harm: cardiovascular, neurological, hematological, immunological, oncological, and reproductive. The shots dramatically increase the risk of becoming severely ill or dying from potentially fatal conditions such as cancer or heart failure, the report said. Not only mentioning some of the other things, the many other things, such as this one, bone-chilling. Data expert says COVID shots triggered explosive surge in kidney failures. A leading data expert has issued a bone-chilling warning after reviewing the numbers and causes of death across America since the COVID-19 pandemic and the mRNA shots, now proven to have many and dangerous side effects. His name is John Bowden, a renowned statistician who found an explosive surge in deaths from fatal kidney conditions following the advent of mRNA treatments. He calculated there have been 155,000 excess deaths caused by acute kidney injury since 2020 in the United States alone. That's where the COVID thing came into the fore here. He looked at government numbers for a variety of factors, including state reports on excess deaths. While the death toll had been documented to have had no significant changes for years, suddenly the death figures surged 200% above normal for 2021, and they were up 300% in 2022. Then, in 2023, they continued to surge alarmingly. So, Bowden explained in the report, his investigations prove that only COVID mRNA shots and possibly COVID-19 hospital protocols could be responsible for the staggering excess deaths from kidney failure alone. All right. Do we have your attention yet? This is not a game, and there are many things. We've had so many programs here over the past 3 years concerning the so-called vaccinations, which, again, are not vaccinations technically because they don't fulfill the requirement for vaccinations. Dr. Peter McCullough, an internal medicine cardiology doctor, says this. Driven by long-standing vaccine ideology, hubris, that is pride, and profits, the routine childhood vaccine schedule has grown exponentially in the absence of new and substantial infectious disease threats to children. Mounting evidence over decades suggests the theoretical benefits of vaccines may have been outweighed by real harms rendering the entire program unavoidably unsafe. So Doctors Gear and Bark, he said, help parents navigate this new reality, going shot by shot, providing the information needed for full informed consent. So this guide, this book that we're talking about here today, is destined to be a valuable resource for every young family and a wonderful companion for pediatric well baby visits. Dr. Shannon Croner says that Dr. Bark and Dr. Gear have insights into childhood vaccines that show their unwavering dedication to the principles of individual freedom and informed healthcare decisions. Their book is more than a collection of facts from seasoned physicians. It is a call to action for any parent who is considering vaccines for their children. It challenges parents to think critically and to do research before allowing their children to be injected with a product that could potentially be detrimental to their life. Not necessarily immediately, but in the future. Christopher Rake, another doctor, says that this book is critically important because people have lost faith that their government and even their own doctors can be trusted as reliable sources of medical and scientific information. This book fills a vital role for parents who have become concerned about the safety of all vaccines, chock full of immediately practical material, perfect for busy parents who want a thorough but readable reference on vaccines. So here's the book, friends. It's a hardbound book called Unavoidably Unsafe, Childhood Vaccines Reconsidered. $33 will put this brand new, hot off the press book that might actually save your child's life or save them from some very, very negative problems resulting, whether you realize it or not, from certain kinds of vaccinations. $33 on our website, saveus.org. Give us a call, 1-800-SAVE-USA, 1-800-SAVE-USA, or write to us at Save America Ministries, P.O. Box 7. 0879, Richmond, Virginia, 23255. Writing a check, add $6 for postage and handling. Now, here are some of the things that I thought were particularly helpful on a threshold type of basis as we launch into what these doctors are dealing with. They say there are 8 criteria that have been selected to thoroughly evaluate the 12 vaccines listed on the childhood immunization schedule that all are typically administered before the age of 6 years. And you know about that. Everybody knows about that. These criteria draw from components of the CDC's Center for Disease Control article called How Vaccines Are Developed and Approved for Use. So here they are. Number one, children are at high risk of severe illness or death from disease. Number two, vaccine prevents infection and replication. That's what the CD is saying. Number three, vaccine prevents transmission to others. Notice the two items, prevents infection and prevents transmission. Those are the two criteria for a true vaccine, which the mRNA jabs are not. They neither prevent you from getting the virus, nor do they prevent you from transmitting it. Number four, the vaccine is approved for use by the FDA, Federal Drug Administration. Number five, vaccine safety and efficacy supported by randomized controlled clinical trials. Number six, vaccine does not significantly impact developed childhood. Immune, cardiovascular, neurological, hematological, hormonal, or musculoskeletal systems. Number seven, vaccine creates lifelong immunity. Number eight, vaccine important to reach herd immunity. Now, those are the things that the CDC says the vaccine is supposed to do. So these doctors say, yes, but not so fast. You're making conclusions. You're making conclusions that can't be justified. They haven't been fully tested. They haven't been fully determined. And the consequences can be gathered together over years. So the authors say, here's the reason you should read this book. We'll talk about that when we get back. About childhood vaccines, the ones to be eliminated or postponed. We'll talk about this in just a moment, friends. This may be one of the most helpful things that you can possibly do for your kids. This is not preachment here today. This is sharing the latest information. We'll be right back.
Have you ever considered what the early church was like? Many people are developing a heart longing for greater fulfillment in our practices as Christians. A recent study showed 53,000 people a week are leaving the back door of America's churches in frustration. What is going on? Why has there not been even a 1% gain among followers of Christ in the last 25 years? Could it be that God is seeking to restore first century Christianity for the 21st century? Jesus said, I'll build my church. Is Christ by His Spirit stirring to prepare the church for the 21st century? The early church prayed together and broke bread from house to house. They were family, and it was said by all who observed, behold how they love one another. Incredible.
But the same can be found right now. Go to saveus.org and click Sell Church. We can revive first century Christianity for the 21st century.
It's about people, not programs. It's about a body, not a building.
That's saveus.org. Click Sell Church.
Welcome back to Viewpoint. I'm Chuck Chrismeyer. Today we're taking a look at vaccines. We're taking a look at childhood vaccines in the second half of the program here today. And there has been much conversation, as you know, in fact, almost wars, in a sense, over whether or not children should be vaccinated and what vaccinations they should receive or not and why. Are there dangers? What are the dangers? One of the great ones in that has been argued so much is the increasing occurrence of autism. What is causing that? What is causing the dramatic increase in autism across our country? So, in the preface to the book, the author says few topics in medicine engender more controversy than challenging the wisdom of vaccines. The shots have held a venerated place in the minds of physicians and the lay public alike for decades. As physicians, our vaccine training was nominal, yet we accepted at face value the benefits of vaccines to the public as an article of faith. No remedies are more sacrosanct in the halls of medicine than vaccines. The intended purpose of vaccines is to allow people to obtain immunity without the risk that comes from getting sick. Their role in taming the great scourge of polio in the 1950s and the global elimination of smallpox in the 1970s is burned into our collective consciousness. Vaccines were universally embraced despite missteps along the way. And of course, they talk about smallpox, diphtheria, tetanus, pertussis, and so on. So then came an avalanche of personal injury cases, lawsuits, arising from vaccine injury that led to the National Childhood Vaccine Injury Act of 1986 that indemnified vaccine manufacturers against product liability. In other words, if you sued them, they couldn't bear responsibility. They were protected. Yet, nevertheless, the promise of vaccines as having near mystical power to prevent disease was firmly established and broadly accepted. With the blanket liability protection and a favorable regulatory environment, manufacturers turned their attention to what was to become a very profitable line of business as the manufacturers of the mRNA COVID vaccine know, having received untold billions of dollars through it. Prior to 1986, there were four vaccines covering eight diseases on the market for children: smallpox, DPT, oral poliovirus, and measles, mumps, and rubella. Then there was another one, Haemophilus influenza type B, was approved in 1985, but not placed on the recommended list until 1989. By 2010, the childhood immunization schedule expanded to 10 vaccines covering 14 diseases, including chickenpox, hepatitis A, pneumococcal, influenza, and rotavirus, and a variety of other things. The 1924 schedule includes the 2010 schedule plus respiratory syncytial virus and meningococcal vaccines. So by the time an American child reaches 12 months of age, they will receive 28 vaccines beginning the day of their birth, the most of any country. As many as eight vaccines may be given during a single well child appointment. So perhaps more than any other factors, the declining health of children over the past 20 years and the rushed approval and widespread and often compelled use of COVID-19 vaccines led doctors to reevaluate the belief in vaccines that we have held so dear. So we addressed the underlying benefits but had limited comprehension of the risks. That's what we talk about in the book, they said. So they ask the question, why read this book? The six riskiest childhood vaccines to be eliminated or postponed. How the NCVIA undermines the safety of vaccines. The revolving door between the pharmaceutical industry and federal regulations. In other words, almost an incestual kind of relationship. how another group dangerously shortcuts the vaccine approval process, toxic compounds added to vaccines, and how they impact developing brains and immune systems. The fallacy between the CDC's claim that vaccines do not cause autism, why children should never, ever receive an mRNA vaccine, a simple way to score the balance of risk versus benefits of a vaccine for your child, the risk to mother and child of the four vaccines recommended during pregnancy, five questions to ask your vaccine provider, how to read a vaccine package insert and what to ask your vaccine provider about the contents, how to obtain proper informed consent prior to vaccination, and state-by-state school vaccine exemptions. So they say this, our goal in this book is not to create anti-vaxxers, but to inform vaccine skeptics by arming parents and guardians with information necessary to evaluate the risks and benefits of a vaccine for their child. We're not advising for or against vaccination. Rather, we're fulfilling our professional obligation to do no harm, to ensure patients obtain proper informed consent. So, that's what this book is about. And we can't go into all of the aspects of the book, but what we can do is take a look at a few of the things that might get your attention. We've already talked about the mRNA situation. But then there is the MMR, an autism spectrum disorder. The great debate about that, an entire chapter about the rising incidence of autism. How to evaluate that, why this might be occurring. Then, the purpose of a doctor and the medical profession is to do no harm. That is the Hippocratical Oath, but unfortunately, the Hippocratical Oath has become the hypocritical oath or hypocrite oath in many situations. So they talk about the risks and benefits of vaccines, how the CDC alters the definition of a vaccine, the ingredients of vaccines, aluminum toxicity in vaccines, how vaccine efficacy can be misleading, the whole vaccine approval process, the lack of vaccine randomized controlled and clinical trials, and the issue of informed consent. Then, there is a whole section dealing with the six, not the first four, measles, mumps, and rubella, but the six, chickenpox, hepatitis, polio, pneumological vaccine, rotavirus vaccine, and so on. A whole section dealing with those. Then, the Gardasil and HPV vaccine. You've seen TV advertisements concerning this, haven't you? Young ladies urged to get this before they're, by the time they're 11 or 12 years of age, or even earlier. How about the aluminum proprietary excipient that's in them? How about the risk factors? How about even the effectiveness of those? And are you actually setting the stage to promote sexual promiscuity for your child? Because that's what it's about. Five questions to ask your pediatrician. The assumptions behind unavoidably unsafe. Disclosure and informed consent requirements. Contents of a vaccine package insert. Informed consent versus consent forms. You see, one of the problems as a lawyer, you have to be careful with words. Words do count. And the unfortunate thing is, if you ask a doctor about certain risk factors that have become somewhat common with certain things, almost invariably they will say, well, it's hardly likely. The percentage of the probabilities of you're having that kind of a problem are not very great. So that's their normal answer. Now, they haven't done much study with regard to it, and certainly not with regard to the mRNA COVID vaccines. They just followed the Pied Piper. Whatever was said by Dr. Fauci, whatever was said by Dr. Birx, whatever was said by the President of the United States, whatever was said by the representatives of Pfizer or Johnson & Johnson or any of those, they just bought them whole. And the medical profession itself, not just the doctors, but the entire associations of doctors, took it on as a political mandate. And if you did not agree, by you were not worthy to be embraced by the medical profession. You should be selected out. I know of one doctor friend right now, a very, very serious and caring doctor who was selected out of the medical profession precisely because the doctor actually cared too much and was helping people in ways that the medical profession that bought into the politically correct, so-called medically correct, which is not correct, viewpoints concerning COVID vaccinations. How dare you try to help somebody with hydroxychloroquine? How dare you help them with that? Even though hydroxychloroquine was a renowned and tested over 40, 50 years, used in multiple kinds of situations and efficacious to help with disease. But they rejected it because they bought into the mRNA vaccine. Lots of money there, not much money with hydroxychloroquine. You get the point. And then, of course, you had the medicine for horses. How dare you recommend a medicine that was designed for horses when, in fact, actually that medicine had been proven to be efficacious? Oh, but we're not going to do that because, well, it doesn't go along with the protocol that we've established to coincide with the demands of Pfizer and Johnson, which have been bought by the CDC and the President of the United States. You begin to get the point. In other words, things aren't what they appear to be to most people. Are we saying that doctors are never to be trusted? No. But they're to be tested as well. Inspect, friends, what you expect. Inspect what you expect. Don't just take something for granted. Remember, your kids are placed in your care by God. They're entrusted to you. Let's do the best that we can and not be cavalier about this issue. The book, Unavoidably Unsafe, Childhood Vaccines Reconsidered, $33 for this brand new hardbound book on our website, saveus.org. Call us 1-800-SAVE-USA. Write to us at $6 for postage and handling. And become a partner, friends. We're confronting the deepest issues of America's heart and hope. I hope you value that. God bless and be a blessing.
You've been listening to Viewpoint with Chuck Christmeyer. Viewpoint is supported by the faithful gifts of our listeners. Let me urge you to become a partner with Chuck as a voice to the church declaring vision for the nation. Join us again next time on Viewpoint as we confront the issues of America's heart and home.